All right, ready.
Let's do it.
We talked a little bit about the defense yesterday.
Yeah.
And I asked one thing I wanted to ask you a little bit more about is that it's not, when we start talking about defensive problems or whatever, it's not just the four defenders, right? When you talk about things going awry defensively, you look at the whole field, not just the back line, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you start with the back, you know, start with the goalkeeper, go to the backs, you go to the midfield, you go to the forwards, and you see, you know, what their roles are, how effective they are in being able to deal with the situations and how, you know, we're, you know, set up against the other team. And I think for Toronto, for the most part, our forwards did a great job against their defending. We made it difficult for them to play out. They gave a lot of balls away. We, you know, we channeled it to one side, and, you know, I thought it was pretty good.
How do you feel you guys are doing as you continue to adapt to the style that you've put in, the way that you want your guys to play? You've talked about you might give up a little bit to get a little bit.
Yeah.
Where do you feel you guys are in the sort of the progression of getting used to that? And
well, I think it becomes, you know, what I would say is that, you know, it is a process, and you know, there's times where a lot of it depends on the confidence of the group. You know, we play a game that it's delicate, and it revolves around guys wanting to take risks and wanting to take chances, and when your confidence isn't there, you're less likely to do that. And, you know, it affects our game. I mean, it affects our possession, and it affects our passing accuracy. If you look at last game, our passing accuracy was a lot lower than it normally is.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a direct result of the guys' confidence to get on the ball and play and engage each other and pass to each other.
So do you have to try to instill more confidence this week? Do you worry about guys being a little gun-shy?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And the part of it is, you know, reminding them that they're good players, reminding them that they've done it before, and reminding them that, you know, it's essential if we want to play this way that we have to do that.
And when you were talking yesterday about the environment, getting you guys a little bit, is there anything you can do in training to simulate things like that? Do you look at, like, I don't know, bringing in speakers to make noise? Or, I mean, is there anything you can do to try to generate what you will experience in situations like that? Or do you just have to be able to
feel that moment? Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, that is a good idea. I think we don't have the capabilities here to do that on a large scale to really simulate.
Just roll the cars up.
Right. Start beeping horns and everything. But we, you know, you see in football they do that, and it's effective. And I think that what we do is we try to, you know, overload them with numbers here, that it's very hectic and it's hard to figure out who to pick up, that then in the game when it's like that, they can adjust.
Salt Lake's midfield, that diamond, gets talked about a lot. Yeah. What is it about that?
They overload the middle, and they get possession that way by having numbers. And, you know, we like to do something similar. We do it in a different way, though. But, you know, I think it's effective. And, you know, they have majority possession against a lot of teams. I think it's going to be interesting to see in this game how that plays out, because, you know, we haven't been outpossessed yet this season. So I think that's an interesting.
How do you combat their midfield with your midfield? I mean, do you do anything, you know, any little tweaks or anything, or do you just, you know, mine is better than yours philosophy?
No, I mean, I think you have to set up a little bit for how they play. I mean, they're a very successful team, and I think it'd be foolish to say we're just going to go out there and play. I mean, we have things that we highlighted about their game that we want to balance out, and then the other message was, though, play our game offensively and make them try to adjust to us a little bit, and that will be interesting to see.
You see they're missing, you know, a lot of their key figures. How does having such a small sample size of maybe film of them without those guys, does that affect how you prepare at all?
No, you know, if you look at every lineup in the league in these last couple of weeks, it's been different, right?
Right.
So, you know, I think they're still a very strong team, and we've seen enough of them with that group that we have a pretty good idea of individual qualities of the players.
Do you view Morales at all comparable to Higuain in terms of influence and style?
Yeah, very comparable. You know, this is one of the best players in the league for the last 5 years. Morales, a very good player, very instrumental in their attack. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for him as a player. I think he's done a great job.
What's Will's status today? What was he able to do? How's he looking for tomorrow?
He was slightly limited today, but, you know, we'll see. I think we're going to evaluate it, you know, later. Again, he's going to get treatment again, and we'll see.
Was he more active today than yesterday?
Yes.
Is that Harry?
any other injuries pop up? Or, I mean, did you take any other knocks on Saturday?
No.
Okay. And how about Brad's, did Brad have ankle surgery?
Yeah, he did.
How long are you looking at him being out?
I think a couple more weeks. It was a great operation, though. He's doing well. And I think a couple more weeks.
Did that happen in training? Did that happen in Dayton? Or do you know when that happened?
I think he noticed it at a game in Dayton.
Okay.
Yeah.